Hey everybody, this is Dee Dee LaFrac. I'm coming to you from downtown San Francisco. It's a beautiful day today. This is your short format, three times weekly podcast, Black Women with Other Brothers. Wow, it is Wednesday, July 8th. Goodness gracious. Welcome. I hope you are doing well. I appreciate you subscribing and recommending. Thank you. Very interesting times, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Goodness gracious. Well, today I am talking about femininity. Who defines your femininity? If you know anything about me, you know that I am completely selfish. I abdicate for three people, me, myself, and I. So I've been into self-preservation. I've been divested. I've been swirling for decades. I'm old. I'm middle-aged. I'm not a child. I'm not a kid. I'm not new to the game. I feel I'm at the point of my life where I'm comfortable sharing the information that I know. And currently, I'm monetizing none of this. So I think you really can understand if somebody cares. I'm not trying to pimp anybody's wallet. Keep your money right now. You need your money. It is not feminine to protest. I know if you're 22, listening to me, 17, 18, 19, you think, oh my God, what does she know? I need to go out and show the world how I feel. Nothing's going to change unless I get out there. Wrong, wrong, wrong. There is a quote that says, youth is wasted on the young. That means, that's pretty self-explanatory, isn't it? I remember when I was young, when I was 13, I thought I was, I thought I knew more than my mother. Isn't that incredible? I think that I, at my age versus her age, I was better educated. So a little education goes a long way in making people, you know, be sanctimonious, right? I thought I was the smartest thing walking. And when I look back, I'm like, I didn't know anything. I mean, goodness gracious, I knew nothing. So a lot of young people, they think that old people are stupid. Old people don't know anything. Like, they don't sit there and think, this person is 70 years old, so they must have a lot of life experience. No, young people don't think that. They think, look at that old person. They're so stupid. They don't know anything. Ageism in America is real. But I'll put a pin on that and go to the main topic of who is defining your femininity as a Black woman. It has to be you, and you have to reject anybody who is trying to define your femininity, because what I am seeing, and more power to everybody, I am seeing that there are some male to female transsexuals that are trying to define what is a biologically born Black woman. And I'm not here to debate anybody about what is or isn't a woman. I define myself as a woman who is biologically born. I don't call myself a cis woman. I'm too old for that nonsense. Anyway, who's defining your femininity, Black woman? You need to define your own femininity. And unfortunately, sometimes it's Black males. If you look at the podcast list, I already called out Time Magazine. They hired a Black male to make this horrible cover called America Must Change. The Black woman looking like a dragged out, worn out mammy with big bags under her eyes and her lips poked out. So that's a Black man defining Black femininity, hired by a white company. So it seems to me like there are a lot of Black males and white people trying to define Black woman's femininity, and which is wrong. None of them are biologically born Black women. You only get to define yourself. Now, some people do allow other people to define them, not me. In fact, at my other podcast, I would recommend that you check out. It's called San Francisco Dam. There's a Twitter page. I posted a podcast today because I like to demystify, excuse me, my life in San Francisco as a Black woman. I made a podcast called Why I Am Not a Strong Black Woman. That might interest you, but as far as femininity, you have to define your own image. You get to craft your own image. Now, when Black women are out there being street soldiers, foot soldiers, sidekicks, stark raving lunatics with their fist balled up, talking about I have to protect my sons and a strong Black man. There's nothing feminine about being a soldier. Soldiers aren't feminine. Soldiers have never been feminine. There's nothing feminine about a soldier. There's nothing feminine about a warrior. And guess what? I never saw. There are a lot of movies and TV that I haven't seen. I haven't seen, what's the name of that movie with the whole black world, talking about Wakanda, Black Panther. I never saw Black Panther. I've never seen Insecure. I don't listen to rap. I kind of keep myself in a bubble. And I know you're thinking, oh, you have to see that. No, I don't have this. Listen, there's millions of movies in the world. Videos, millions. Yeah, we have millions of videos. There's millions of songs in the world. You can't see everything. And I'm particular about what I absorb. I may watch Black Panther, but what I've seen about it, I know exactly what it is. There's black, bald black women who are dark-skinned as warriors. Now, I don't feel like absorbing that right now. Excuse me, something in my throat. I don't feel like absorbing that, and I'm not. I know you might be thinking, oh my God, you're kind of narrow-minded, you're intolerant. Well, you could think that. To me, it doesn't really matter how other people define me, because I define myself. I call myself a sexist, womanist, bohemian, trophy widow. Are you listening? Sexist, womanist, bohemian, trophy widow. That's what I call myself. So I'm self-defining. I don't call myself a strong black woman. I'm not a social justice warrior. I'm not part of Black Lives Matter. If you are, good luck with that for you. And sometimes you have to call people out if they are misrepresenting black women. Not to get all wacky or cursing at somebody, but it's okay to call somebody out and say you don't agree with them. It's okay to do that in a ladylike fashion. Who is defining black femininity? That's just like saying, who is the gatekeeper to the culture? Now, I need to go and get some water, people, and my microphone is not near it. And I do like to keep these podcasts short. And I hope I've given you something to think about. And I hope you are not out there protesting. Goodness gracious, people are getting killed. Thank you for listening. This is Black Women with Other Brothers podcast, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's very short. I am Dee Dee LaFrac, and everything's beautiful.